that every time he comes, he's coming along with a package. The name of that package is power. Say power. Shout it one more time. Power is the currency of the realm of the spirit. That means if you meet me as a Nigerian and you ask me for something, what I will give you most likely is money. Is that true? If you ask me for a bottle of water, I may not sell water, but I can bring out 1,000 naira and give you. Is that true? We call it in economics the purchasing power. I have given you the capacity to have that water. If you fly to the US and you meet someone and he wants to bless you, he will not bless you with naira. He will bless you with the currency within that territory. So when you ask God to give you efficiency, he sends you the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit brings to you the currency of heaven. My goodness, my God. When he lands with that currency of heaven, you can hold that currency of heaven like you see a Nigerian can still hold dollars. Is that true? And look at the excellency, the whole idea of currencies, that $100 bill is not the same thing as 100 naira. Is that true? So if I have $200 and you have 200 naira, we all have money. But the challenge that comes before us will show who is holding hard currency and who is holding whatever it is. So don't just say you have power. Listen carefully. There is the power that comes from heaven. When the Holy Spirit comes, the Bible says he will not come empty. You shall receive power. You shall receive power. Man of God, you shall receive power. Businessman, you shall receive power. The same way, if you are broke physically on earth, like we know, you are not evil, but you will be incapacitated. There are things you cannot do. Listen to me. When you submit a CV to get a job, is it really the job you love? Most times it's not the job. The job is simply a channel. Is that true? You respect the job and you respect the owner of that job, because without the job and the owner, there is no possibility of a salary. Is that true? So for a salary to come, you need a relationship with that man and the job. You cannot bypass the Holy Ghost and stretch to obtain power. The protocol was so designed that when you come, you meet him first. Please listen, believers, because we're about to pray now. You shall receive power. That sound from heaven was not just a sound of wind. It was the Holy Ghost coming. He said, you shall receive power. Power to do what? I ask you, money to do what? If you want to buy a house, what do you use? If you want to pay medical bills, what do you use? If you want to pay school fees, what do you use? Is that true? If you want to travel and pay your air ticket, what do you use? If there's all kinds of family quarrel over money and you want to settle it, what do you use? So if I give you money, what did I really give you? I gave you more than an airfare. I gave you peace in it. I gave you capacity for advancement. Are we together now? Now watch this. If you have money and you only use it for medical bills, you are shortchanging the potentials of that money, because the same money that you use to pay bills is the same money that can buy you a house, is the same money that can send your children to good schools. So when he says you shall receive power, he didn't mean you shall receive something that will be used only when you are a preacher. I am giving you an advantage that lifts you beyond the realm of the ordinary man. Please believe what I'm telling you. You will be ineffective if you reject the revelation of this sound from heaven. Most believers have run away from the power of the Holy Spirit. And you ask them why, they will say, I'm not a preacher, I don't need it. I am not a prophet, I don't need it. I am not an apostle, I don't need it. But you give anybody money at the gate, he will not say, I'm not a worker. He will not say, I'm a female. He will not say, I'm a male. The moment you bring out money, they will collect it because they know that it can serve every purpose. Listen, when you stand in a restaurant or you stand in a mall to shop, the goods you are picking will not ask you how old you are. The goods you are picking will not ask you what is your gender. The goods you are picking will not ask you your background. There is only one requirement. Do you have the purchasing power? If that television is 500,000 or 1.5 million, if you can drop the money there, you will pick it and the television will not refuse to go. It will follow you. That means there is a gift that God can give you beyond your background, beyond your gender, beyond the limitations of your family. First, the Holy Spirit, and with the Holy Spirit, power. I believe this. I studied the fathers of faith from history and even the ones who are alive today. None of them rejected this gift. He said, you shall receive. That means you can reject it. Many of us have rejected it. But tonight, God is giving you an opportunity again to receive power. Power to heal. Power to deliver. Power to transform. Power to turn things around. Power to rise beyond the grip and the limitations of the vicissitudes of life. Power against the forces of darkness that sit upon the destinies of people. Listen to me. There are people, like I said in the morning, great voices that should be heard across the globe. But there are forces sitting on people's destiny. And many of us are wishing that one day something would happen. And Jesus knew. He said, tarry. Now you have tarried again. And he's coming to you, saying, I brought this in 2009. You rejected it. Now you see what it has cost your ministry. I brought it in 2015. You rejected it. Look what it has cost your family. If that power were not there, or if that power were there, you probably would not be at this level. Now he has come to you again in this conference. And some of you, I will not be surprised if you are here and you will reject him. Reject the Holy Ghost. Reject his power. And he will back up in peace and allow you to recycle pain again in ministry. Recycle pain again in destiny. Watch the devil destroy your family again. Watch your life go through circles of pain, giving all kinds of explanations, whereas there is power available for you. How many of you have been stranded financially, especially when you wanted to buy something, and then you got to a season in your life where you came into more than enough and you went back to the same thing? You know, that dominion joy of being able to purchase what frustrated you yesterday. That's what God wants to do for you today. That by the time you return from this conference, the powers that refuse to give way, you go back from this conference and you say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I didn't come empty.